Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Rahim. Inshallah, today we will continue with the belief in Allah's decree, and the title of the class is Be is the Key of Happiness. Inshallah, today we will learn 8 Quranic rules explaining the belief in Allah's decree. Actually, it is your responsibility as a Muslim believer to know these divine rules and to believe in them, so that you fulfill your duty towards yourself as a believer in Allah's destiny. These rules have one goal, which is to fill your spirit with comfort, relief, and tranquility, especially during the time of hardship and trials, the difficult times of life when we are strongly in need of these rules. So inshallah, now we will start with the first rule of the belief in Allah's destiny. And this rule we will recite it from Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, verse number 22 and 23.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسه إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
No disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourselves except that it is in a register before we bring it into being. Indeed, that for Allah is easy. In order that you not despair over what has eluded you and not exult in pride over what he has given you. And Allah does not like everyone self-deluded and boastful.
Okay. So actually, sisters, this is the first Quranic rule which we must know and we must believe in. No disaster can happen on the earth or in yourself, but it is recorded in the book of decree before Allah bring it into existence. So this is the message to every believer, that nothing touches you or happens to you, hardship or trial, except that it is recorded in the book of the decree before the creation was created. So if I learn or if I receive this message from Allah the Almighty, what I am, how I can reflect to that message? Number one, I must accept all the decree of Allah, as we cannot escape it. It is already recorded before its creation. So I must accept all the decree. Number one, don't grieve for what you have missed, because had it been decreed for you, you would have achieved it. For example, we are not supposed to say, why I didn't get that job, why I didn't marry that person, why I missed this event. We are not supposed to say these words if we are believers in Allah's destiny, because everything was recorded before its creation, and none can change any of the destiny of Allah. So I am not supposed to be unhappy or to grieve about what I missed in this life. It was not for you. For me, it was not recorded for me, and it was not planned for me. This is the first rule. The second rule is none can interfere with Allah's decree. This is rule number 2. We will recite from Surah number 71, verse number 4. Surah number 71. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 71, verse number 4. But we will read from Inna ajal Allah idha ja'a la yakhruj.
يغفر لكم من
الذنوب. أوكي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى. إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون.
Okay, so actually, sisters, I will read it in English because it is the third line in this verse of the Quran. Indeed, the time set by Allah, when it comes, will not be delayed, if you only knew. Okay, so what is the message from this verse? The message is that the term of Allah, when it comes, can't be delayed. None can prevent, none can stop, none can delay any of the plans of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, be mindful of Allah, you will find him in front of you. Get to know Allah in prosperity, and he will know you in adversity. Know that what has passed you by was not going to befall you, and what has befallen you was not going to pass you by. So what are the lessons from this Quranic rule? Number one, the true believer must be mindful of Allah. What is the meaning of being mindful of Allah? To have sincerity in the obedience of Allah. I am sincere regarding being an obedient servant to Allah. If I am sincere regarding being obedient to Allah, Allah will help me. And Allah will make for me an outlet from every disaster. Okay? Allah is clarifying that, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the term of Allah, when it comes, can't be delayed. So the hardship will happen. Trials will happen. Okay? But if I am a sincere servant, obedient to Allah, Allah will make for me an outlet from every disaster. So I must believe that I can't escape the bad events in my life. Whatever planned for me by Allah, it will happen to me under any circumstances. But I can save myself from the effect of this hardship by being mindful to Allah. What is the meaning of being mindful? By being a sincere, obedient servant to Allah, so that Allah will make for me an outlet from every disaster. And Allah mentioned this fact in Surah At-Talaq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 65, verse number 2. I will just read for you this Quranic rule. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, he will make for him a way out from every disaster. And he will provide him for him from where he doesn't expect. Okay? So, as a believer in the decree of Allah, I must always believe that and accept that I can't escape the problems. But I can have an outlet from the problems. How I can have an outlet? When I am mindful to Allah. When I am obeying Allah, sincere to Allah, I fear Allah, inshallah, Allah promised me in the Quran that He will make for me an outlet from every disaster. So, being sincere and obedient to Allah will save you during the disasters. Okay, the disaster is the time of suffering and pain. So you have the key for the relief of every hardship. Okay, what is the key for the relief of every hardship? The key is that to be mindful to Allah, to be sincere, obedient servant to Allah, so that Allah will be mindful to you during the disaster, so that Allah will make for you an outlet. So when I choose to be a sincere, obedient servant to Allah, I am trying to save my health, my spirit, my time from the negative effect of the disasters, which are part of the worldly life. Disasters, hardships, problems, suffering are part of the test of the worldly life. Can I escape these hardships? No, I can't escape it. Okay, because it is part of my destiny. So how can I handle these hardships so that it will not have a great negative effect on me? By being mindful to Allah, by being a sincere obedient servant to Allah. So when you are obedient to Allah, you are the winner. You are winning this worldly life by always believing that there is hope. In every disaster, there is an outlet. I will not lose everything during that disaster. Inshallah, I am sure that the hope is very close and the outlet, inshallah, is very close to me. So this is very important for the spirit during the time of disaster, because the time of hardships is always the time when the spirit became full of despair. Okay, when we lose our relation with Allah, when I lost my interest in the worldly life, I don't want to work, I don't want to talk, I don't want to eat. Okay, it is the time of real loss. So to save myself from the loss and the great loss, many people, they start to have drugs during the time of disasters and the hardships because they cannot face it. So they want to escape it. How can I escape it? Through the drugs or through, you know, drinking and all of this. So to save yourself from all of this, as a believer in the decree of Allah, all the time you must be a sincere, obedient servant, giving yourself the message of reassurance that, inshallah, I am saved. How? I don't know. When? Very soon, inshallah. Okay, so this is the second rule regarding the belief in Allah's destiny. The third rule, which is the belief in Allah's destiny, is that life is run by the word be. We will recite now from Surah number 36, verse number 82, to know about this Quranic rule, Surah number 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 82. 36.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. His command is only when you intend a thing that he says to it, be, and it is. So exalted is he in whose hand is the realm of all things, and to him you will be returned.
So actually, sister, this is a Quranic rule which is sending for us a message of hope and comfort. Why? Because the message of this rule is that the existence of anything or everything is requiring only a simple word, which is be, and it is. Once Allah intends something, it exists whatever it may be. So if we have rule 1 and rule 2 together, okay, this is clarifying the absolute authority and ownership of Allah over everything in the universe. So now I believe that Allah is the only one who has the authority and the ownership over everything in the universe. And when he intends a thing, it is just the word be. Okay? So, when I have a plan for something in my life, for example, I want to marry that person, or I want to have that job, or I want to immigrate to that place, okay, I will try all the means on the earth. Okay, I will apply for the paper, or I will study, or I will have a beautiful outlook. Okay, I will try all the means for what I am looking for. But at the same time, I will be all the time connected with Allah, calling on Him day and night. Oh Allah, it is only up to you to make it a reality, because everything in this life is run by the word be. If I tried all the means and Allah doesn't say be, it will never happen. So in my life, to have any of my hopes as a reality, I need the word be from Allah. So be is the key of happiness for everyone in this world. To have Allah to answer your supplication and to say be for what you are looking for, you must be a sincere, obedient servant to Allah. So again and again, sister, we are believing through the belief in Allah's destiny that when I am an obedient servant to Allah, I will win the mercy of Allah. I will win the help of Allah, okay, and that Allah will answer my supplication, and inshallah, Allah will make all my hopes a reality. This is the only way to have your hopes a reality is through when Allah will say it. How? To help myself or to send to myself again a message of reassurance. Mona, don't worry, inshallah, your daughter will pass the test. Mona, don't worry, inshallah, the treatment, inshallah, will be, inshallah, a good treatment and you will be cured. How I can send to myself these messages? I can send it when I believe that I am in a good, very good relation with Allah all the time, and inshallah, Allah will answer my supplication. Now we will learn the fourth rule regarding the belief. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the belief in Allah's destiny. But before learning about the fourth rule, sisters, I want to mention to you that if I believe that regarding rule number two, none can interfere with Allah's decree, okay? As a true believer in Allah's destiny, I must accept all the decree of Allah. Okay, I must have the acceptance all the time. You must realize that acceptance is the real blessing of Allah to His obedient servant. Okay, those whom they are not happy in this worldly life are those whom they can't have the feeling of acceptance of Allah's decree. They don't agree. They reject, they object whatever Allah is planning for them. So they are all the time not happy. I am not happy in America. I am not happy in my job. I am not happy with my husband. I am not happy with my body shape. I am not, I am not, I am not. Okay, this is the source of unhappiness. Okay, what is the opposite? The opposite is the acceptance. Okay, and how I will reach the feeling of acceptance when I believe that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, none can interfere with Allah's decree. You don't like your husband, you will be his wife until you will die. Or you commit suicide. It's up to you. You want to commit suicide? Commit suicide. No problem.
What about those people like the ones, and they're not Muslims clearly, that there's some crazy Christians, but they don't believe in medicine. Like, I know my mom has one of the kids in school. They don't let their kids get vaccinated even, like, because they think, like, only God can prevent them from having illness or whatever.
This is wrong. Because, you know, in Islam, you must try the means, but you must believe at the same time that the cure is from Allah. Because everyone is having the medicine. Some people they cure and some people they die. Okay, so you must try the means. This is in Islam. To have trust in Allah means that try all the means, but believe that the cure is from Allah. Okay, this is Rahim. We will learn rule number four regarding belief in Allah's destiny, and we will learn it from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 286. Surah number 2, verse number 286, and the rule is Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Allah does not charge a soul except with that within its capacity. will have the consequence of what good it has gained, and it will bear the consequence of what evil it has earned. Our Lord, do not impose blame upon us if we have forgotten or erred. Our Lord, and lay not upon us a burden like that which you laid upon those before us. Our Lord, and burden us not with that which we have no ability to bear. And pardon us, and forgive us, and have mercy upon us. You are our protector, so give us victory over the disbelieving people.
So actually, sister, this Quranic rule is sending for us a message that, number one, Allah is the creator of everything and He is the all-knower. Allah creates us and He is fully aware of our abilities and limitations, which vary from one to one. Out of His mercy, He is promising that none of the human beings will be subject to any hardship or trial beyond His scope. So this is the message. I must believe that whatever I will face in this worldly life regarding the hardships and the trials are not beyond my scope. So I must have all the time, as a believer in Allah's destiny, I must have mental peace and reassurance that all the hardships which I will face in the worldly life are within my abilities. Okay, this is a message calling for hope, comfort, and acceptance of Allah's decree. Okay, and actually here, sister, most of the people, they are worried about the future. And when you ask them why you are worried, she will answer you, or anyone will tell you, because I am worried that in the future I will have a lot of problems and hardships, and maybe they will be too tough for me, and I will not be able to tolerate them. Okay, so you will answer her and tell her that if you are a believer in Allah's destiny, you must believe that Allah promised in the Holy Quran that He will not burden any person beyond His scope. So don't worry. Whatever you will face is within your limits, and you are able to tolerate and to accommodate with it. So all the time you will have the feeling of comfort and relief that inshallah, whatever will happen to me until I die, inshallah, it is within my limitations. I am not worried about very tough hardships. I am not worried about the decree of Allah, because it will be, inshallah, always within my limits. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, how wonderful is the case of a believer. There is goodness for him in everything. And this is not the case with anyone except for the believer. If a prosperity attends him, he expresses gratitude to Allah, and that is good for him, because he will be rewarded for being grateful to Allah. And when adversity befalls him, he endures it patiently, and that is good for him, because he will be rewarded for his patience. So as a true believer, we must be content with Allah's decree, assured that as a believer, you are rewarded all the time. All the time, so long you accept Allah's decree. And again, sister, these are the keys of happiness which most of the human beings are missing. Okay, why the people are sad? Mostly, because they are not happy with Allah's decree. This is not what I was looking for, most of the people. If you check them from inside, you will find this reality. This was not my place. This is not what I deserve. I deserve better than this. I deserve a better husband, a better kids, better place, better anything. I deserve better car, better home, better parents, whatever, better. I deserve better. Allah is not giving me what I deserve. I am not happy. Okay, this is the inside of most of the people whom they are sad. They are not accepting Allah's decree. Okay, so if I believe that, being a true believer, that Allah will not burden me beyond my scope, this means that Allah is the most merciful. Because either I will live a prosperity, and alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I will be all the time thankful to Allah. And we must be thankful to Allah during prosperity, so that Allah will make it extended for us. The good time will be extended. When you are thankful to Allah during the good time and the easy time, Allah will make that time extended for you. But if you are living an easy life, comfortable life, and you are not appreciating, and you are not thankful to Allah, Allah will change your situation. Allah will put you in hardship. And at the time of hardship, you will be more angry with Allah the Almighty. Okay? Because you were not thankful or grateful to Allah at the time of prosperity. So the whole psychology or spiritual condition of the human being is related to her or his relation with Allah. If I am accepting what Allah is planning for me, if I believe that Allah is the most merciful, He will never put on me burden more than what I can tolerate. Allah will make for me an outlet, inshallah, and He will provide me. And this provision is not wealth. This is the provision of the health, of the kids, of the mental peace, of whatever I am looking for. Okay, Allah will provide me from reasons which I don't know. All praise to Allah. I am not worried about the worldly life. And when the adversity will befall me, I will be patient. Okay, and I am patient because I am believing that Allah is rewarding those whom they are patient, unlimited reward, unlimited, open reward, all praise to Allah. I am rewarded all the time. So, alhamdulillah, and so long you are rewarded by Allah, this means that you are in a very good relation with Allah. And if you are in a good relation with Allah, Allah will shower you with His mercy during adversity and during prosperity. So you are the one having the mental peace, the comfort, the relief, the reassurance all the time. And these are actually the problem for the human beings nowadays. People can buy the car, they can buy the house, they can buy the kids now also, they can buy husbands, no problem. You can buy everything. But you cannot buy the mental peace. You cannot buy the reassurance. You cannot buy, you know, the comfort, the relief. You cannot buy it. Okay? Why? Because it is only through Allah. And Allah will give these feelings, these very precious feelings, okay, to those whom they are the true believer in His destiny. Okay? Those whom they accept everything from Him. Those whom they believe that Allah is the most merciful under any condition. Under any condition, Allah is the most merciful. If you have this belief inside your spirit towards Allah, be sure that Allah will not put on you any burden more than you can tolerate, and Allah will make for you always an outlet from every problem. The fifth rule regarding the belief in Allah's decree is that you may hate a thing while it is good for you, and you may like a thing while it is bad for you. You know not, and Allah knows everything. We will recite this Quranic rule from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 260. Now we will learn about rule number 5 regarding the belief in Allah. And the rule is that you may hate a thing while it is good for you, and you may like a thing while it is bad for you, as you don't know, but Allah knows. We will recite from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 260.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kutiba alaykum al-qital wa huwa kurhun lakum. وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Okay, I will read it. Okay. Perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you, and Allah knows while you know not. So what is the message of this verse of the Quran? The message is that don't evaluate the events of your life according to your limited knowledge and wisdom. As human beings, they have little knowledge and wisdom. Don't pretend to know where your good lies or your bad lies. You don't know. Leave to Allah, the All-Knower, the Most Merciful, to choose for you what is good for you, as Allah knows everything. This is a very important message for every one of us. We are evaluating our life according to our limited knowledge and limited wisdom. So For example, for me, I think that, or I believe that living in Houston is not good for me now. I want to leave Houston. Okay, then my husband, for example, will tell me, no, Houston is better for you. But I will tell him, no, I am assured that Houston is not good for me. So if Allah plans for me to stay in Houston, I will be very upset because it is against what I believe that it is good for me, what I love, what I am looking for. Okay, and I will be all the time upset and all the time objecting and all the time fighting. While if I am a believer in Allah's destiny, I must believe that I may hate a thing while it is good for me. Okay, so if I plan for something, then Allah changes the plan, I must believe that Allah knows, Allah has all the wisdom, Allah is the most merciful. In reality, this is what is best for me, okay, and I must accept what Allah plans for me and change my point of view. I must be all the time open regarding the events of the life. I must say, I must stay in Houston, or I must leave Houston. No, must is not for you. Must is for Allah. Human beings are not supposed to say must, because there is no must in the worldly life. There is no must in Allah's destiny regarding the human beings. Okay, so I must say that I prefer staying in Houston. But if I prefer, for example, leaving Houston. But if Allah plans for me to stay in Houston, I am sure that this is the best for me. I am accepting Allah's decree. I will accommodate and I will try to be very happy while I am staying in Houston. Because this is what Allah, the all-knower, the most merciful, the one who has all the wisdom, plans for me. He plans for me to live in Houston. Inshallah, this will be the best for me. But why most of the human beings, again, are not happy? Because they are very stubborn. I don't want to stay in Houston. Okay? But you will stay, okay, against your will. Okay, if I am staying against my will, I am not happy. I will not be nice with my husband because he is the one forcing me to stay. No! Not your husband is the one who is forcing you to stay. You see why we must believe in Allah's destiny. Not your husband. Your husband has a point of view which is opposite to your point of view. But the one who has the decision is Allah. And Allah's decision before your creation was to stay in Houston. So you are not staying in Houston because of your husband, whom you will keep on fighting with him until he will get rid of you. Inshallah, this will be the best for him to get rid of a stubborn, weak believer person like you. Okay. Yes. Okay, Allah is the one who is making the decisions. Most of the human beings are blaming others for life decisions. And unfortunately, none can have a decision. The decision is to Allah. So if they will not blame other human beings, they will blame Allah. No problem. Go ahead and blame Allah, but who will pay the price? Allah will pay the price, or you will be the one to pay the price. You will lose your relation with Allah. You will lose your good mood. You will lose your relations with other people. You will become sick 100%, either spiritually or your body will become sick. You are a true loser. Okay? So believing in Allah's destiny actually is the way for every one of us to have a healthy spirit and to have a good life and to have the hope and to have the reassurance that inshallah everything will be on my side all the time. So rule number 6, all the affairs are only up to Allah. Okay, you will listen. What is the message of this? It is for you.
So we should not worry.
No, yes, you should not. You should not, as you can. You know, as human beings, we are weak. You know, but if we are true believers in Allah's destiny, okay, gradually, okay, you can get rid of the feeling of worry. I don't worry about anything because it will happen. Okay, I can't stop anything.
If I have no control over it, I should not worry.
Yes, how you? Why you will worry? Because, you know, now I always believe, alhamdulillah, after I told these classes many times, you know, alhamdulillah, don't think of 1 hour after now at all. Okay, because what is written will happen. And life will go on. You will react according to what Allah planned for you. Everything will happen. So why I will worry now about something which I can't prevent?
I can't interfere. So if I worry about something and I make dua that this will not happen,
yes.
Is this a weakness?
Or? No, Allah commanded us in the Holy Quran to do supplication for Him because this is the sign that I am a servant to Allah. So I must call on Him because when you do dua, you are receiving a message of reassurance that the one, the planner is with me and He is listening to me. But after you do the dua, be busy away from what you are worried about. Okay? And you know, Ghada, don't worry about any disaster or any problem or what will happen to me or how can I live, because Allah is there and Allah is the most merciful. In many events of our life, we always feel that what will happen will be total darkness and I will not, I can't tolerate it and I will, you know, I will be in a very bad shape. Then when it happens, Allah will support and Allah will send His mercy and life will go on. Okay, and it is going on for many people for great disasters. Okay, but the problem is that shaitan is always coming to every one of us to make us to all the time think of what will happen, what will happen, what will happen. Okay, this is the shaitan. Okay, so when you feel this worry inside your spirit, just say, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. Okay, and then be busy. Go immediately wash and do 2 rak'ahs, pray 2 rak'ahs, and call on Allah while you are in the sujood, because you need, encouragement from Allah, a dose of encouragement, okay, from Allah. Allah will give it to you when you pray to Him, and Allah will give it to you when Allah knows that you always return to Him at the time of worry. So just go ahead and pray 2 rak'ahs. I am upset, I am worried, I am afraid. What can I do? I want to get rid of this. Oh Allah, everything is up to you. I put my trust in you. Alhamdulillah, after you will pray these 2 rak'ahs, be busy. Okay? And leave it to Allah. And inshallah, Allah will take care of everything. So the rule number 6 is, nothing happens to you except what Allah has ordained for you. He is our Lord and we must put our trust in Him. Did you read it in English? Okay. So what is the message from this verse of the Quran, sister? The message is that actually this verse of the Quran is a command from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to all the Muslims. Okay, let us recite this verse of the Quran again. Surah number 9, verse number 51. Say, never will we be struck except by what has Allah decreed for us. He is our protector, and upon Allah let the believers rely. So this is a command of us to say. At the beginning, Allah is saying, say. Say never will happen to us. Say. Okay, this say is a command from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to all the Muslims. This command is guiding us to declare that all affairs are up to the Lord only. None can interfere with Allah in our affairs. None can interfere. Whatever Allah plans for me, it happened to me. None of the human being can interfere. If my husband is not happy with me, he can't. If my boss, he can't. If my kids, they can't. None can interfere. The only one who is having the decisions in my life and the events which will happen is only Allah. And all praise to Allah, I am in a good relation with Him. So I am not worried. And He promised that He will not put on me any burden which is beyond my scope. Alhamdulillah. So I'm not worried. What will happen, inshallah, will be good. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, put your trust in Allah. Allah is saying, put your trust in me, have full confidence that none of the human beings have any control on your life. So, If I believe that all my life is only up to Allah, nothing will happen to me except what Allah decreed for me. Okay, what I am supposed to do as a person who is who has the power to reflect? I must obey Allah. I must be in the best shape with Him. Okay, because in this life I only need Allah. So if I only need Allah, I must obey Him or not? And also I must love Him. I must love Allah, because when I love Allah, I will feel His mercy. I will feel that Allah is the most merciful. And believe me, sisters, the more I am living days, not years or months, days on the earth, I am more confident that the only source of mercy on the earth is Allah. If you are in need of mercy, go to Allah. Call on Allah. Pray to Allah. Cry to Allah. At any time, in any place, from your inner spirit, just tell to Allah, this is too much for me. I need a solution.
I have a question. So, you hope for something, and someone is close to you, and they decide, no, that's not good for you. So they prevent that.
Okay.
So me as a believer, I mean, I believe, okay, it did not happen, that I believe in Allah's destiny, but that person, he was the tool to prevent this.
Yeah.
What would be the
reaction to them,
and is this something that, okay, I'm accepting, okay, right? I mean, I believe in Allah and I believe in destiny, I accept it, but this person, you know,
must have any
prevented this. So
I tell you, all right, you know, the problem for the human beings in life is that we are following the way of thinking of each other. None is trying to get out of the circle and to think, you know, according to the Quran, and to think logically. Okay? Whatever you were hoping for was not decreed for you. Point.
Even if I know that someone was the cause of
yes,
it.
Yes, I will tell you. Number one, the first rule is that whatever you are hoping for was not decreed for you before the creation of the earth. It was never to happen at all under any circumstances. Okay? For that to happen, there must be means. Okay? Who are the means? The means are the human beings on the earth, any one of them. Okay? So Allah will use the means to have that fact a reality. That hope will not happen through that person who is just a mean. Allah will make that person to have a different point of view from your own one, so that he will be against you, so that he will stop your plan. Okay? But who takes the decision and who make it a reality? Allah only. That person is under the impression that I am the one who stopped Ghada from working in that place. No, my friend. You are nothing. You were a mean by Allah, okay, to stop Ghada. Because it was not decreed for Ghada to have the job. So how this will happen on the earth? Through the means. You were just a mean. Okay. Accordingly, that person must come and tell you, I am very sorry. I didn't mean it. But this is what I believe in. And if it was decreed for you, it would happen to you. Even it is against my point of view. This is what Allah chooses for you. Don't be upset for me. Don't get me part of the equation.
But it doesn't mean how you like them, right? I mean,
yes. I know that sounds crazy, but like
someone
yes,
close to you.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. No,
it could be someone that, you know, make a decision for you.
Yes,
yeah. And
or like, I know, like a lot of women, like sisters.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have a sister, but sisters, and one of them like married the man that the other one wanted to marry. You know what I mean?
Like, this goes that, you know, this, you know, Allah. Decision, not their decision.
For example, your parents, you know, for example, I was hoping to marry someone. For example, then my father come and tell me, that person, especially, you will never marry him under any circumstances. Commit suicide. Then it happened that I didn't marry him. I'm not supposed to blame my father if I believe in Allah's destiny.
But that's also your father takes a decision that he thinks is best for you.
No,
but you know what I mean? Like another person could do it out of hate.
No, I will tell you one thing.
I know that they don't have control.
If they don't have control.
Yeah.
The point is that they didn't have control.
It's true.
And this will make
But I think the question is then how do you deal with the person, right?
Yes, I don't know.
I tell you, you know, this is why, you know, the belief is very important for us in our life. When I believe basically that none of the human being can interfere with what Allah decreed for me, okay, I will basically believe that whoever is on the earth is just dust. None can make anything. This fact must be clear in the spirit of every believer when we are 12 years old. Actually, we must teach that fact. None can make anything. Actually, for my youngest daughter, I'm trying, you know, to raise her according to what I believed at the end of my life. So I always tell her, forget about the human being. She was applying for rice, and then she was not accepted. She told me, because of that teacher, he didn't give me the good mark. Because of that teacher, he didn't give me, you know, a letter of recommendation. I told her, yes, it was not decreed for you. Rice is not your place. You were not supposed to enter Rice University at all. Forget about it. This is the best for you. Don't be upset with any of the teachers. Allah knows that you are trying to obey Him. I am sure that if you were accepted in Rice University, you will not succeed. It is not your place. Be thankful to Allah and never be upset with any human being and never believe that anyone can interfere with Allah's decree at all. They are just means. Allah doesn't want you to enter to be accepted in Rice University, so that teacher must write for you a bad letter of recommendation. And that teacher must, okay, but it is not up to them. So don't blame them, don't be upset with them, don't give them, you know, a size more than what they deserve. Human beings are nothing. They are just means so that whatever Allah plans for will happen. So don't focus on them and actually don't be upset with them. Because, you know, in your life, year after year after year, if I am upset with my father because I didn't marry that person, then I am upset with my sister because she was not good, then I will be upset with myself. I will lose my life. I will lose my happiness, self-confidence, everything. Forget about the human beings completely. And this is the most important lesson you learn it when you believe in Allah's destiny. Human beings are handful of dust, nothing. I'm not upset with them. I don't consider them in my equation at all. The most important for me is that I am in a good relation with Allah. What Allah plans for me will not be more than what I can tolerate. Inshallah, everything will be all right. So long I am close to Him, I can get Him at any time, I can reach Him through my prayers, I can cry to Him, I can catch, you know, the mercy of Allah. All praise to Allah. This is the worldly life. Regarding the rest of the human being, I am forgiving them. All of them. For my sake, not for their sake. For my sake. I want to have a good heart. You cannot be happy. You cannot be satisfied. You cannot be relaxed. You don't have mental peace if your heart is full of negative feelings towards the human being. None on the earth deserve to have to cause for me that I am not having a mental peace or a good heart. None of the human being. Forgiveness for everyone. And be sure that Allah will revenge from those whom they plan to cause troubles for you. This is between them and Allah. I am not the one to take revenge from the other human beings. I don't have time. This is the problem. People are wasting their life to hate that one, to question that one, to follow that person, to revenge for what is this? Where is the life? Where is the peace? Where is the belief? Where is the reflection? Nothing. Okay? I will not waste my life because I believe that I will meet Allah one day. and he will question me about my life. I will tell him, oh Allah, I forget about you completely, and I was focusing on my relation with the human beings. Allah will tell me, did you believe in my destiny? At that time, most of the human beings will be evaluated as they don't believe in two things, in Allah's destiny and on the Day of Judgment. If you believe in these two, you will be so careful regarding your time, my time in this earth. I must take care of it because I will be questioned about it. I will be in the hellfire because of the human beings. So they destroy my worldly life and they are my way to the hellfire. This is how most of the human beings are living their life, their relations.
Or believe that it didn't happen because I believe that, you know, it was good for me not to happen.
Yes, you must believe in this. You know, you must believe this is part of the belief in Allah, that whatever Allah planned for you is the best for you. Even if you don't believe in this, even if you feel the opposite, you are sure of the opposite, but this is wrong. Because you know not, wisdom not, okay, power not. So you don't know anything. And actually, this is the reality of acceptance, is that whatever I hate, okay, in spite of the fact I hate what is going on, okay, but because I believe that it is from Allah, it must be good for me.
You know?
Yes, you may hate a thing and it is good for you. And again, you know, Rada, when you become closer to Allah, when you call on Him and you pray for Him, by time, inside your spirit, you will feel that in reality, Allah is the most merciful. This feeling is, you know, the cure for any psychological problem. So long everything is up to Allah, so long Allah is the most merciful, I am accepting. I am the winner. Everything is right. I am not worried about anything. If I lose everything, so long it is from Allah, this means that this is the best for me. Because again and again, the only mercy on the earth is Allah. You must believe in this. The only one who can help you at any time is Allah. The only one, not your kids, not your parents, not your husband, none of the human beings. Only the only one who can help and the only one who has the power and the will to help is Allah. So whenever you are in any trouble, just call on Allah from the depths of your spirit. Oh Allah, I am in great trouble and I don't want anyone to know about this. This situation is extremely difficult for me. I will not show this to anyone and I will try to act normally, but I need your great support. Make anything now, oh Allah. I am always calling on Allah. You know, whenever I am in any difficulty, oh Allah, make a change. Something to happen now, so that the situation will be better for me. If you keep on reaching Allah all the time and forgetting about the human being, by time this will be, you know, your attitude in the worldly life regarding any hardship. Your heart is connected with the power which can make a change by the word be. Sometimes I call on Allah and say, oh Allah, I need be. I need be. Oh Allah, send be. Now Allah, when you just say this to Allah, this is a great relief for you because there is a way. It is not blocked. The problem for the spirit is that to have, you know, a situation which is blocked. Okay, this is actually the great problem for any spirit. There is no hope. All the doors are closed. This is the reality of despair. Okay, this is the reality. I will drink, I will take drugs. I was just telling to my daughter that if I am not a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this knowledge, I will be a heavy drunk. To tell you the truth, because I am the personality not to face. Okay, I can't face problems. Okay. I told you, all praise to Allah in Islam, we cannot drink. And I am a true believer. Otherwise, day and night I will drink. I can. Yes, now I get. that the feeling of those people whom they are heavy drunk, they can't face it. Everyone is bad. Everyone is not helping. Everyone has double personality. What can I do with those people? So for when you are a true believer, you escape to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I have Allah. You know, Allah is the truth. Allah is the reality. Allah is the good. Allah is the mercy. Allah is everything good in life. But if I don't have Allah, I will either have tramadol day and night. When I have my operation, you know, my surgery, yes, they give me tramadol. Mm-hmm. Then they hide it from me. Because when my husband will leave the room, I will take tramadol. And I will sleep for 2 days. It is excellent. When you are high up with the tramadol, just sleep, relax away from the world life, but you know, I will become an addict. So, you know, this is the belief. So I am always questioning, if you are not true believer in Allah, how you can face this life which we are living? How you can face it? Only Allah knows. Let us have rule 7 and 8 so that inshallah we will finish with these classes. Rule 7 is, ease is always around even with every difficulty. This is from Surah number 94, verse number 5 and 6.
Rahman Rahim. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Alhamdulillah. 94, 5 and 6. For indeed with hardship will be ease. Indeed with hardship will be ease.
So actually, sister, this is the message from Allah regarding the hardships, and the message is that hardship never comes absolute without some ease. When you feel that the burden of the hardship becomes too heavy, look around and be sure that there is ease around which you will soon replace the hardship, as Allah never burdens us more than what we can tolerate. So as we learned that Allah said in one of the rules that Allah burdens us not more than what we can tolerate. So when you are in the middle of the hardship and it is too heavy, be sure that ease is very close. Okay? Because Allah say ease is always around, and verily with every difficulty there is relief. Okay? Be sure that the ease will replace the hardship very soon. Escape the negative effects of the hardship on your spirit, health and time by looking forward for the ease and the relief. Never allow the hardship to destroy your life. Be optimistic even in the middle of the darkness. How? How I can be optimistic in the middle of the darkness? By remembering this divine reality. The longer is the time of the hardship, means that relief is more closer. Okay? Help yourself by praying to Allah to support you by His mercy and to end the hardship. So with every hardship there is relief all the time. When you are living the hardship, say to yourself, relief is very close. Relief is very close. I am waiting for the relief. Inshallah it will come. Take your spirit out of the pressure of the hardship and let it live the hope of the ease, and keep on praying. This will help you to keep on calling on Allah to make the relief very soon, inshallah. The next rule which is related, and the last rule which is related to belief in Allah's decree, we will recite it from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 71. Surah number 65, verse number 7. Okay. La yukallifu Allah nafsan
illa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Liyunfiq dhu sa'atin min sa'atih. Waman qudira alayhi rizquhu falyunfiq mimma ataahu Allah. La yukallifu Allah nafsan ma ataaha. Sayaj'alu Allah ba'da 'usrin yusra.
Actually, I will read it in English because it is in line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In line number 5 in the English translation of this verse of the Quran, Allah does not charge a soul except according to what He has given it. Allah will bring about after hardship ease or relief. So from this verse of the Quran, Allah is sending to us the same message which we learned before, that Allah does not put a burden upon us more than what we can tolerate. And then Allah is sending another message of hope in this verse of the Quran, which is that Allah will bring about after hardship is. In the verse, in the previous verse of the Quran, Surah number 94, verse number 5 and 6, Allah said, "Verily, with difficulty there is relief." But in this verse of the Quran, Surah number 65, verse number 7, Allah is sending the message which is after hardship there is relief. So all the time, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, regarding the tough times, okay, regarding the tough times only means that the times of ease are near. Why the times of ease are near? Because nothing remains the same, nothing remains forever. We must always believe in this sister. After hardship, there is relief. So hardship will never remain forever. Okay? Nothing remains forever. This is one of the rules of this worldly life. And nothing remains the same. There is always a change. Okay? So don't follow the people who believe that life is one difficulty after another or one task after another. Most of the people, they always say, worldly life is one difficulty after another. No. As a true believer, you must say that I believe that relief and ease are always around. I focus on the hope in Allah's mercy, which is very close to the believers. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the amount of reward from Allah is proportioned to the amount of hardship. Okay, so if you are facing a hardship, just say to yourself, my reward is so great. The more I am suffering, my reward is more great. You want to say something?
What about those people, like, I know people who are the opposite, like, things are good, and they're like, oh, things are too good. Something bad is about to happen. Like, oh, it's weird, but...
Yes.
I agree with you.
I know
a lot of people that think that way.
Most of the people, they say that if I will be happy too much, this means that something bad is very close to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is also a sign of that they are not believing in Allah's destiny. Because life is not run by this way. But one of the rules of life is that nothing remains the same. Okay, so we cannot have adversity all the time, because Allah said in the Holy Quran that He will test us with adversity and prosperity. Okay, but this doesn't mean that if I am happy for a week, this means that, you
next
know,
week is going to be bad.
Next month or next year, okay, will be bad. No. When you are, alhamdulillah, or praise to Allah, living, a good time, enjoy the good time. And be thankful to Allah. If you are thankful to Allah, inshallah, Allah will make it extended for you. But most of the people are worried about the good time. So, because they are so worried to lose the good time, they always say, what will happen to us if I am happy now? Something bad will happen to us. Still, you know, it is because they believe. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the one who is distressed or worried should know that whatever psychological or body pain afflicts him is not wasted, but serves as a purpose in increasing his good deeds and expiating his bad deeds. This means that if you are having, troubles in your life or hardship, this is not for nothing. You are rewarded. Okay, for every second you are suffering, but on one condition, you are not complaining from Allah's decree. If people complain from Allah's decree, they will not be rewarded for their patience, because they are not patient, they are just living. But patience and acceptance means that no complaint about Allah's decree. If you are not complaining, if you are patient, be sure that you will be rewarded more than you expect, inshallah. At the end, let us learn a supplication, which is answered supplication, which we must say it at the time of disaster, so that inshallah Allah will replace us for any loss which happens at the time of disaster. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if at the time of disaster, but actually, sister, at the first minute, not after 3 days, when someone will come and tell you, you fail in the exam. Someone will come and tell you, you know, you lost your car. Whatever disaster happened to you, if at that moment immediately you remember Allah and you say, we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and give me something better than it in exchange. Then Allah will compensate for you better than what you lost. Okay, so if you remember Allah at the time of loss and immediately you connect with Him, okay, you don't become sad, you don't start calling people, you don't, you know, cry loudly, immediately you return to Allah. This is from Allah. So, O Allah, number one, we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. This means that I will lose everything. Now I lost my car, but when I will die, I will lose myself. Okay, so we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. This is a basic belief in the worldly life. I belong to Him and I will return to Him. But regarding my disaster, O Allah, reward me for my affliction and give me something better than it. Then inshallah, Allah will replace you and compensate you with something which is better. Now inshallah, we learned about the rules of the belief in Allah's destiny from the Holy Quran. I hope and I pray to Allah that inshallah these rules will be remembered by us all the time, and it will be the source of the feeling of comfort, acceptance and reassurance regarding Allah's decree inshallah. And inshallah, from next year inshallah, we will start to learn about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the best man ever on the earth. And let us make that. Let us have the rules again. The first rule, no disaster can on the earth or in yourself, but it is recorded in the book of decree before Allah brings it into existence. The second rule is, none can interfere with Allah's decree. The third rule is, life is run by the word of God. The fourth rule is, Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. The fifth rule is, you may hate a thing while it is good for you, and you may like a thing while it is bad for you, as you don't know, but Allah knows. Rule number six, nothing happens to you except what Allah has ordained for you. He is our Lord and we must put our trust in Him. This means that Allah means that all the affairs are only up to Allah. Rule number seven, ease is always around, even with every difficulty. Verily, with difficulty there is relief. And the last rule is that Allah will grant after hardship ease. Allah will grant after hardship ease. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.